News release. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Sioux Locks in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan will close to all marine traffic beginning 11:59 p.m. Wednesday, or until commercial traffic ceases, through 12:01 a.m. March 25 to perform seasonal critical maintenance. Federal Regulation 33 CFR 207.440 establishes the operating season based on the feasibility of vessels operating during typical Great Lakes ice conditions. Every year, the Corps of Engineers uses the non-navigation winter period to perform maintenance and keep the Sioux Locks operating, Maintenance Branch Chief Nicholas Pettit said. The Sioux Project Office team works long hours in extreme conditions to complete a significant amount of maintenance during this annual closure period. The work they perform is unique, especially given the harsh northern Michigan winter conditions they work in. The team will install a temporary panel bridge across the Pollock. This panel bridge will provide the ability to mobilize materials and equipment to the job sites throughout the winter closure. Sioux Project Office maintenance crews will fabricate and replace anchorages on Gate 3, commission the temporary dewatering system, fill in non-operational ship arrestor recess on the downstream end, flush and clean the hydraulic systems for the rehabilitated ship arrestor systems, navigation button rehabilitation, remove underground storage tanks and repair the winter work bridge recesses. The Pollock will not be dewatered this year for the scheduled maintenance. In addition to the above, crews also will perform a wide range of other maintenance tasks, from replacement of pier fender timbers to inspections and preventative maintenance on electrical and mechanical systems on both the Poe and MacArthur locks. The Sioux project team is well-versed in planning and executing complex maintenance and repairs. The cold climate and physical site constraints add an intensity that requires strategic logistical planning and controls to ensure safety and success, Sioux Locks Operations Manager Leanne Rickagem said. Contractors will be working on the Pollock upstream stop log recess repairs. Cocosing Industrial Inc. of Sheboygan, Michigan, was awarded the contract September 23 for $2.7 million. This winter Cocosing will perform a full rehabilitation and repair of the upstream stop log recesses, including removal of unsound concrete, repairs, installation of new concrete, steel corner protection and steel wall armor section. To complete this work, the contractor will install coffer cells and dewater the construction area to work on the recesses. Cocosing mobilized to the Sioux Locks on January 11 and are scheduled to complete all repairs by March 12, said Contracting Officers Representative Alicia Krauth. The Sioux Locks currently have two operating locks. The Pollock, scheduled to reopen March 25, and the MacArthur Lock, scheduled to reopen in April. More than 4,500 vessels, carrying up to 80 million tons of cargo, maneuver through the locks annually. Iron ore, coal, wheat and limestone are among the most frequently carried commodities. Opened in 1969, the Pollock is 1,200 feet long. The MacArthur Lock was opened in 1943 and is 800 feet long. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Detroit District, maintains a navigation system of 81 harbors, including the Great Lakes connecting channels that join Lakes Superior, Michigan, Huron, St. Clair and Erie. Visit the Detroit District Facebook page https://www.facebook.com/USAC Detroit District for information about the last vessel to transit the Pollock for the 2024-2025 shipping season and updates on the maintenance work.